the 1970s, two women proved that they could rock any man. That's Magic Man by the Power Rockers Heart, fronted and founded by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson. They have survived three decades of music and fashion, even the invasion of the 1980s, of power ballads, big hair, and shoulder pads. Heart has sold more than 30 million albums and had so many hit singles, including Barracuda, Crazy on You, and These Dreams. These dreams go on when I close my eyes. And after all this time, Heart's still beating strong. They're back with a new album. It's called Red Velvet Car. Anna and Nancy Wilson join us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Hi.
Very good. Yeah, forgive me. Which is Anne and which is Nancy?
This is Anne right here.
And I'm the other one right over here.
Of course, your sisters, so like you sound alike anyway. So this is difficult for us.
I'll just talk like this for the rest of the interview.
And I'll talk like this.
That's perfect. So how difficult was it in the 70s for women in rock?
Oh, well, it was darn nigh impossible for women in rock in the 70s. There wasn't a mold. If you were a woman and you were in the entertainment business in the 70s, you were probably a disco diva or maybe you were a folk singer. Mm-hmm. And most radio...
Or simply ornamental.
Yes, or just ornamental. And, of course, radio would only play one woman per hour, no more. So there were some obstacles, shall we say.
Let's listen to a song from your new album, WTF.
How much talking does it take? Talking about your bad mistakes. Gonna talk you out.
WTF stands for...
Where's the fish?
No, World Taekwondo Federation.
Well, I was going to suggest Wild Thrashing Females.
Oh! Well, that's way better.
You put some thought into that.
Well, and it has the added advantage of it's something we can actually say on the air as opposed to...
Yes, and you won't have to pay your children money after you say it.
The recurring motif in that song is the hardest thing you'll ever learn is what bridge to cross and what bridge to burn. Was culled right out of some writings that our mom left behind in her journals, which I was poring through all of her writings after she had departed and found that one and kept it in the pocket until it was ready to, come into a rock song. So it's very interesting that she speaks through us still, even though she's not around. And in such a very strong way,
How old were you when you began to noodle around in music?
Very, very young. We came from such a musical family with our grandparents and aunts and uncles and ukuleles and fireplaces and lots of living rooms and people chiming in and singing the old songs. Mm-hmm. Lots of old off-colored Irish pub songs. And, we really, I think, have a legacy that is so rare anymore to hear about.
And when you talk about legacy, a family that made music together as opposed to hitting a switch and letting others do it.
Yeah. And all the aunts and uncles and the ukuleles and, camping trips and all that.
Largely, at least growing up inside of it, it felt really very funny and very Garrison Keillor, everybody really knows every peccadillo in the small village that was our family and appreciated all of it.
Now, Nancy, you're married to Cameron Crowe.
Yes, I am.
And as I understand it, you've worked on soundtracks for Vanilla Sky and Jerry Maguire, Almost Famous.
That's right. I wanted to learn more about music and being a player of music by doing the non-songwriting aspect of movie music. It's really hard work. And I think it's not any easier because it's for a member of your family, you know.
Well, this is that. This was the little door I was going to open.
The nepotistic thing.
Well,
the
nepotistic thing didn't occur to me because obviously you're a extravagantly well-regarded music maker. But this did occur to me. You're used to having a long-term working relationship with your sister. Does that make you better equipped to have a working relationship with your husband who directs these big films?
Yes, I think so. There's a work ethic that applies to a relationship that's unusual that way, mm-hmm. where you have to compartmentalize enough as a professional to not lean on your personal relationship or getting away with anything. If anything, the standard is much higher because you have to prove that you're not just leaning on a friendly relationship.
Talking to Anna Nancy Wilson of Heart. Another song from your album I want to ask you about. The title track, Red Velvet Car.
No need standing in the rain.
This is a song about friendship, deep friendship. Maybe a spouse, maybe a partner, maybe not. Maybe just like a childhood friend that you still know when you're 60. It's about incredibly deep sacrifices that a true friend will make for you. And the red velvet car in the song is the comfortable, safe environment that your friend will invite you into when you're totally in need.
You can sleep while I drive, watch the moon on the lake. I won't even touch the bay in my red velvet car. My red velvet car. My red velvet car.
So what's the secret of sisters working together, getting along so well together, at least near as we can tell, for so long?
I think the secret is love and humor.
People are always saying, do you guys fight? They want to know.
You mean this wasn't a totally original line of inquiry?
Well, the thing is that between Nancy and I, it's not a competition. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it, really. We're not competing with each other for fame or for, you know, our mother's attention or for anything like that. I think our friendship may even trump our sisterhood.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, that's
we
just
would have
Wilson.
Found each other as artists, yeah. Either way.
I think that too.
If I ever have the opportunity to interview Mick Jagger or Eric Clapton, I'll ask this question. Is it hard to grow up and grow even older in rock?
It's tricky, let me tell you. It's a slippery slope because you're working in a field that is incredibly unforgiving. The only way that I can deal with it inside my own self is to try to let go of all the concern about what's this person going to think, what's that person going to think. Oh, what if they say this about me that's negative because I'm aging? I got to let go of that. I've got to keep my eye on the ball that's in the music. And on who I am and letting my soul sing out, no matter what age. That's the only way I know of to be in this business and be semi-comfortable.
That's good. That's right.
It's been wonderful talking to both of you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that was fun to talk to you, too.
You've been down this lonely road. You have kissed the face of sorrow.
Anne and Nancy Wilson of Heart, their new album, Red Velvet Car, out now. And you can hear more songs from Heart at our website, one of our websites, nprmusic.org.
You are one of a kind. You are some kind of fine. Hey, you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Until the darkness and the light decide to rise.